Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by former Knoxville Mayor Harv Sprafka as we discuss the life of Charles Wooldridge. As you look back on Chief Wooldridge's life, what comes to mind about how he was, first of all, on the job? How was he as a public servant?
A true public servant. Indeed, I was saddened when I heard of his passing. And when I heard that, I immediately, of course, started thinking of the things of the past, what we did together as fellow employees. He was my boss for 20 years as he was police chief, and then I was his assistant, and then, of course, I succeeded him. But I knew him also a year before that when I worked here at KNIA, KRLS, and that's how we first became acquainted. A fine gentleman, very approachable, always wanting to do the best possible job for the community, and he was well liked by the public as well as the staff there at the Knoxville Police Department. And of course, to this day, he's had his legacy lives on. We still have a police officer at the Knoxville Police Department that he hired, and that's Darryl Brown. But he hired a lot of good police officers. I'll just run through a short list. Those that served a long, long time. First, there's my assistant chief, Sam Nichols, Sergeant Alvin Olivier. Then there was Randy Emmel, a lieutenant. He's retired. They're all retired. And Randy Puyer is another name that people would be familiar with. So he made some great hires, great public servants, and he was a great, great public servant.
That's right. It's often a thankless job being the chief of police, so getting not only having to deal with the public and with terrible crimes, but having to balance the assignments and the duties and the various officers under you.
Exactly. They were good times, too, rewarding times as a police officer, and you look for those. From my perspective, provided challenging opportunities for us, and that's I include myself. I was in the schools for 16 years, and it was an opportunity he presented to me, and I accepted and was very, very grateful. Again, you're right, you do see things that the public needn't see and shouldn't see, but there are also the good times, seeing the public that you serve. And again, like I said, he was very, very approachable and well-liked.
Yeah, that's right. And that's part of the key of how people remember someone is how they are on their off-duty times. Someone in uniform, how they were when they weren't on the job.
Exactly. He's a native son here and known by the public and known by people from all walks of life, and he fit well with the public, and that's extremely important, especially when you're a police officer and police chief, as he was.
That's right. Being a local, of course, probably put him in good stead because he would know the territory, know the people, and have that innate knowledge that everyone has if you've grown up in a town, right?
Well, it would. There are great benefits to that, and he, like I said, was a public servant for well over 21 years as police chief, but he was a police officer long before that. He went into the private sector, but he was also a police chief, I'm not sure how many years, but he was a sergeant at one time under then Police Chief Clay Barnett. So a true public servant. He put his years in and to great effect.
How about the department itself? You, of course, had worked to make changes to keep it up to date. That's always necessary for any department. Was there anything he was able to implement that helped to modernize or keep the department at its best?
Well, I mentioned being a school liaison officer for 16 years. That was already in place, but he continued it for years and years. And that was important because there were times whether or not the program would continue because of budget concerns. However, during that time as police chief, Sam Nichols, who later became assistant chief, was my replacement in the schools, and they implemented the DARE program. That was a program that was in place for several years. He also was one of the originators, if you will, of the Marion County, Warren County Drug Task Force, which later became part of the Mid-Iowa, Polk County, and a couple other counties came on board. So that was one of the things that he implemented that was sorely needed and far-reaching.
Thanks to Harv Sprafka for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.